Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about the strange level up of women using men to level themselves up. It seems that there are communities of women that have realized that they don't like this 50-50 working arrangement. They don't like to be the head of the household. They want guys to be successful, and they want to level up using the guy to level up. I have a good article written by Evie.com that I'm going to read and talk about. Some quick updates. So first, I'm just off. As a matter of fact, if you hear the white noise, yeah, that's the Yellowstone River. I'm just outside of Yellowstone Park. I'm around Lewiston. I think it's called Lewiston, just outside of Bozeman, Montana. This is kind of where I think I'm going to focus on looking for land. Man, 20 acres is going for like $200,000. Like, it's expensive out here, but I don't think I want to wait until next year to get my land spot. So I'm going to investigate and see what I can find around here. I don't need a house on it. My bus is about 5 hours away in Cheyenne, or in Casper, Wyoming. So I think I can get it up here if I can get a good spot of land. Quick update on my channel here. And I apologize for the shaky video here. I'm holding it on my knee because there's really, I had to find some place that's kind of quiet to film. But so last week I did a video on, OnlyFans, like getting away from spicy content. And one of the links I posted below it was to an insider.com article. Well, YouTube decided that that link linked to a spicy adult content site, I guess. And so they gave me a warning and a strike on my channel. So I couldn't post for a week. And they're trying to whack me for an insider.com article link below my video. They let the video stay up. They just removed the link. And they said, well, you know, that goes against content guidelines. So here's your warning and a strike. I fought it. I actually fought the warning, and they disagreed, and then they gave me a strike for fighting the warning, I guess. So, you know, when I say YouTube is coming for channels like mine, it is. And that's why, you guys, if you're serious about staying on top of content creators you like on YouTube, you may need to, if they have a secondary channel, you may need to follow them. I know Steven Crowder's had to do that. I know The Daily Wire does that. I know that one of the news channels, OANN, I think it was, or RBSNC or something like that, they posted words are coming to me slow this morning. I haven't had my coffee yet. They posted a video of Trump giving a speech in Ohio, I think it was, and they got a channel strike for posting a video of our ex-president. Like, you're going to have to find alternative media. The alternative media that I've decided to choose is betterbachelor.locals.com. Locals.com is what Dave Rubin started. He was liberal. Now he's kind of conservative because he said liberals have gone crazy. So if you're going to want to keep up with your favorite content creators, you're going to have to follow them to other platforms. It's just the way that things are going. And if you don't, you don't. And when they go away, you just stop watching them and you watch what YouTube feeds you and you're happy with it, then that's okay. But, you know, that's not the way I'm going to roll. I'm going to stay here until YouTube gets rid of me completely. Because I'm going to fight the good fight. And when they do, I'll move over probably to Rumble. And then I'll have my local site. So there's a quick update for you. And I'm going to be in this area for a couple more days. Then I'm going to go head down to Moab. I think I want to do Utah for a few days. I have an air conditioner on my little camper and a generator, so I can at least keep myself cool at night. And then I think I'm heading down to Arizona and Texas to check some land down there. All right, so I have from Evie.com. I'm going to read it from my other phone since I don't have my laptop out here. The strange rise of women's level up communities. And this is by a woman named Juliana Stewart. And she says it's a surprise, but it's no surprise to us that women are hypergamous. But the difference is that now they're admitting, hey, you know what? Maybe this working for ourselves and working hard and wanting to be equal to men, I don't think this is working out for some of us. So we're just going to use men to level up. So she says, there's been a massive rise up in women's feminine level up communities on the internet in recent years. The communities are full of women looking to level up their looks, relationships, and overall outlook on life using men. She says they're done with dating men who are okay with women being the breadwinner, and they're done with the 50-50. They're done with the 50-50 relationships. Instead, they're pro-hypergamous. In other words, they want to date or marry up, and they want to be with a rich man, and they aren't ashamed of it. So being hypergamous is nothing new. I mean, women have been hypergamous forever. The difference is that a woman would say, hey, you know what, I'm average looking, or I'm okay looking, so I'm going to get an average or an okay guy. And they would marry them, and they'd have a family, and everything would be great. But because men will date down for easy access to the bedroom and for fun, these women are thinking that they're more attractive and a better catch than they actually are. So they all want rich men. They all want tall men. They all want attractive men. They all want everything. And again, when 90% or 100% of women want 10% of men, there's going to be 90% of women that are left out. And as I said before, the 10% of men that are the top 10%, they're not going to settle down because they have a plethora of women to choose from. So they say, why do women join these level up communities? There are many reasons why women join these communities. Some have tried doing the 50-50 relationship, but got burned and resent their exes for it. Other women have helped men build through their 20s to 40s, only for the guy to leave once he's achieved a certain status level. Usually the guy leaves them for a much younger woman. These two groups are hurt and don't want to repeat the same mistakes. First of all, this is just flat out wrong. Yes, some women have tried doing the 50-50 relationship, but they say they got burned and resented their exes. The only women getting burned by men, for the most part, are women that are dating the top men that don't want to settle down. A lot of good guys want to settle down and find a long-term relationship, but they can't. They're the ones getting burned because the women bounce for what they think is going to be a better guy. That's hypergamy. The other one they say is other women have helped men build throughout their 20s through 40s, only for the guy to leave once he's achieved a status level and the women get burned. That's also wrong. Because if a woman stays with a man through the 20s, 30s, and 40s, almost always they're married. Well, we know that when women get divorced and leave, they get the level up by taking the guy's resources. So these women aren't the ones being burned. It's the guy that spent his 20s, 30s, 40s with a woman, and then when he's successful, she leaves, takes half of the stuff, and he's got to start over again while she can start with a leg up. So I disagree with all that they're saying. They say others join because they're not attracted to the average man. Well, this we know. They want a luxurious life but don't want to help a man build his empire. Some women believe it's wise to marry up because they think it guarantees a safe future for them and their offspring. Other women find the pleasures or the pressures of competing in the market or climbing the corporate ladder too difficult to come to the decision that the only way they'll get rich is by marrying a rich man. And finally, there are gold diggers who aren't ashamed of who they are. Of course, so, yeah, women believe it's wise to marry up because they think it guarantees a safe future for them and their offspring. Because it does. Because it means if she changes her mind and decides to bail, she gets the golden parachute, she gets to leave with cash and prizes, and he's stuck holding the bill for child support and, in many cases, alimony, and so she gets to leave with half his resources. Again, so, yeah, of course it's safe to marry a guy that's leveled up and got his stuff together. That's why I tell men not to get married and live with a woman that puts you in a bad position where you may be paying for her future if she changes her mind. They say these communities allow women to discuss the struggles of life, relationships, and their most innate desires of wanting a provider without the usual judgment that comes with it. They feel they can't talk about these issues outside their community without being shamed and labeled as crazy or gold diggers. Right, so feminism used to be, hey, women, you do whatever you want, you do what's best for you, you be happy, you do you. But instead it changed into women, you need to be independent, you need to work, you need to not rely on a guy, and if you do, you're wrong, or you're crazy, or you're stupid, and they shame them. So, you know, a woman that wants to be conservative, a woman that says, you know something, I don't want to work, I want to be married, I want to have I want to be a stay-at-home mom, I want to take care of my kids, they're shamed out of it. They're shamed out of it. And feminists are saying, women, don't do that. You become a slave to the machine and don't be a part of that. So now it's feminists telling women, don't do whatever you want. Do what we say. So some of the women that aren't into that, you could say are kind of traditional conservative. But again, the problem is they all want to level up to the best guys. They're not just taking your average everyday dude. She says, is it wrong to want these things? Hypergamy has been around since forever and has been practiced throughout the history and all around the world. Hollywood loves making films that depict this dynamic. Think of Pretty Women, Les Miserables, Crazy Rich Asians, 50 Shades of Grey, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
You also see famous people dating or marrying up all the time. For example, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, Raven Lynn Cornell and Jack Patrick Dorsey, Grimes and Elon Musk, most professional athletes' wives, and there's even a whole franchise called The Real Housewives that women love to watch. So maybe a part of us secretly loves the idea of dating a man with higher social status, but only a few dare to surrender to it. Now that's crazy. Of course all women want to date and marry up and to surrender to it. Secretly, no, women are pretty much all about this, and they brag about it. Apparently this woman didn't know about it, but yeah, there are tons of women out there that are bragging about leveling up using men, and then once they have the men, they bail on them, laugh at them, and go off to find their next victim. They're like Black Widow spiders. They get the guy, they juice him for all he's worth, and then they bounce. They say the pros and cons of dating up. If we're honest, it's completely natural to want a man who is a provider. It's not merely a preference, but an innate disposition. When a woman looks to settle down, she subconsciously looks for a man who can provide for her and her future offspring. When a woman is pregnant and gives birth, she's at her most vulnerable. She needs the support of a stable man to help her provide for her so she can invest time and energy into nurturing and rearing her babies and recover from childbirth. Sure, that's the traditional way of it, but number one, right now, there's very little recovery. I mean, with modern medicine that there is today, women can recover in just a couple of months. They have Big Daddy government to help them out with money. They have child support to help them out with money. They're working. They have daycare. They have daycare so they can continue working. They have nannies. There's lots of options for women. But as they say, it is innate for a woman still to look for a guy to level up with, you know, and just to use him for the resources. The difference is, in the past, they used to stay with the guy. They used to stay with that guy and say, hey, you know what, he's got value. I want him to help raise my children, or the children, I should say, and we're going to be a family unit. That's gone. That part of feminism has stuck, and now women say, well, if I ever want to leave or I want to bail out, I can, and it's going to be easy for me, and it's the guy that gets punished. If the man decides to leave or doesn't want to provide for the family, it could mean sending her into poverty. She may have to put her baby into daycare from a very young age, 3 months old, to support herself. Again, I disagree. We've got child support for that, and men get taken through the ringer. And also, we've got, I mean, Biden just passed a stimulus plan that's going to help single mothers, give them additional money. So my taxes as a single man are going to pay for some woman when she decides to bail on a dude. My taxes are helping her, so don't say that she's going to be driven into poverty. I think the average I was reading somewhere is like single moms have an average income of $45,000 or $50,000 because of all the money that they get from the state and from everything else. So they're not left hung high and dry. According to Statista, approximately 3.33 million children living with single mothers who never married are living below the poverty line in the United States. Other research shows that single mothers earn incomes well below married mothers on the income ladder. The median income for families led by a single mother was $48,000, well below the $102,000 median for married couples. Okay, well, if you've got $102,000 is the median for married couples, divide that in two, that's $51,000 per person in that married couple. But you've got the median income families led by a single mother was $48,000. That's only $3,000 less than each person in a married couple. So yes, two incomes are better than one, but if you look at $102,000 for a married couple, that's $51,000 each. You look at a single mom bringing in $48,000, that's almost the same. So that's not super poor. And on top of that, the 3.33 million children living with single mothers who were never married, these aren't, now many cases, these can be some deadbeat dudes. These women shacked up and hooked up with the wrong type of dude, and he bailed. But he's probably still going to have to pay child support. Hey, maybe to address this problem, maybe not have children outside of wedlock. And if you do have a kid and you're married, stay married. Stay in the relationship for the health of the kid. Make sure that you're with a dad that's going to stick around, ladies, not just some player. It says, so wanting a good provider is understandable and makes common sense, but is very base level. This thinking also comes from taker's mentality. When you strategically look to extract resources from a man before you've met him or before you've made a genuine connection, the relationship can quickly feel unbalanced. This is because you create an unwritten rule that says, I will only be with you if you can provide XYZ. If not, I'm not interested. Right, that's pretty much what all women look at relationships with men are right now. Just look at all the stuff, the dating profiles and everything else I read, and the videos that are out on TikTok and everything else. Women are proudly claiming, like, I don't need no man until I want to find a winner. And then once I found him and I get bored of him, I'm going to leave him, and I leave with the cash and prizes. It says, imagine if a man you only stayed with you because of your looks. Sure, it might be flattering at first. I mean, who wouldn't want to be desired for being beautiful, right? But it isn't enough. Both of you will eventually look for another partner to fill that void. The void of wanting to be seen, accepted, and understood for who you truly are, once and all, without conditions attached. And then they continue on. It takes more than money to raise a family. Basically, it goes on to say, hey, you know what? You need to love a guy for more than his resources, and men, you need to love a woman more than her looks. Great, but here's the thing. All they're bragging about now, and women bragging about today, is, look, I'm beautiful. So this is what I bring to the table, is my looks. They certainly aren't bringing good personalities. They're not bringing really much of anything anymore. They're pretty poor catches and all. Now, yeah, there's a lot of decent or good-looking women out there, but the problem is, again, they're dating the best men, and they're dating the men with resources, and they're dating the men with the most money, and the average guy's being left behind. And when they say, when a woman says, hey, well, what do I bring to the table? I bring my looks and my hot pocket, right? I bring that to the table, and that should be enough. Well, that's what men are going to look at you as, and that's what men are going to use you for. And no man's going to be, because you're not bringing cooking, you're not bringing house cleaning, you're not bringing kind of the traditional values anymore. And guys are saying, look, if I got to do 50% of the housework around the house, and I got to work a job, and you're working a job, you're basically like another guy, except you're a woman. Like, you're bringing home income, and we're both doing 50-50 on all the household chores. So there is no difference. There is no, I am a man and you're the woman, and here's what I bring and here's what you bring. We're bringing the exact same things to a relationship. And a lot of guys are saying, look, so really the only thing you're bringing that's unique to me is the hot pocket, right? The bedroom fun. And for a lot of guys, that isn't enough nowadays. Because on top of that, that means that they have to give up many of their long-term goals and many of their desires. Because it's, if the wife ain't happy, you know, if mama isn't happy, then the household's not happy. Guys are done with that crap. Guys want to have a happy, fulfilled life as well. And if that means being alone, then they're going to do it. And that means they get to keep their resources. So until women start bringing more to the table than just their looks and their hot pocket, saying, well, here's what I bring. What are you? You've got to be tall and attractive and a six-pack and money and successful and this, this, this. It's unbalanced. And men are too smart to fall for that. And they're not going to fall for that. And so they're going to stay single. They're going to keep doing their thing. And women are going to have to come back around. And if they want a really good catch of a man, they're going to have to become a good catch. And you can't be just a good catch because you're pretty and you got some big chesticles and you're willing to take your pants off for any dude. Because then by the time you find a guy that does want to settle down, he's looking at you, at these women, as used resources. And he's not down for that. He's like, look, you've given it away to everybody. You've given away everything that I could want from you. You've given it away to everything. All these playboys, all these dudes, a lot of them have kids from other dudes. There's nothing left for a guy to really strive for and be like, oh, I'm excited to have this woman in my life because of this. And so because of that, a lot of guys are out. A lot of guys are just playing. They're not into serious stuff anymore. And if women want to get a good guy, they got to bring a lot more to the table. Guys, I don't have any dating profiles of the day because, again, I'm kind of out here in the woods just throwing this up since this is the first video I can post since my hit on my channel. Guys, if you do want to support me, like, comment, share, subscribe, check out my other videos. Make sure to join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm going to be doing live streaming over there pretty soon, as soon as I get established here, which might be a couple months, but they do live streaming over there. I'm doing my live streams over there. I'm going to be putting unique content over there where I can talk like an adult and I can discuss more adult topics without having to worry about getting more strikes and getting removed off YouTube. So join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Become a supporting member and get some unique content. and help me fund my travels across the United States, finding my land, so I can keep up with this crazy life that I'm trying to lead. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, they're going to want to level up. They're admitting it. They know it. Don't be a level up for them. If you've got the resources and you're doing well in life, just keep it casual, or even do long term, but don't get into a place where you're going to have to give your resources up to them when they want to bail. Don't get used.